The Tampa Bay Council on World Affairs and Commerce held a panel discussion Friday afternoon at the University Club in Tampa. On the table, the implications of lifting the trade embargo with Cuba. The issue has been continually battled politically and economically over the decades. However, the embargo has received additional attention recently because both Cuba and the U.S. have new heads of state. Terry McCoy is director of the University of Florida's Latin American Business Environmental Program. As WMNF's Ariel Stevenson reports, he spoke about how the relationship between Cuba and the U.S. has changed since Obama entered office.
The United States, the Obama administration, said that it was going to renew high-level government meetings on immigration, which had been broken off by the Bush people. So that's important in and of itself, especially as you come into summer now, which is a lot of pressure for people to get out of Cuba. But it's also symbolically important, saying we're still engaged here. We're not going away with this. And just this week, I think they took a very much more important step, and they said that they would agree to consider Cuba's reentry into the Organization of American States, which we have consistently said we would not do.
But McCoy says that changes made to Cuban-U.S. relations thus far only reverse those restrictions added during the Bush administration. Furthering relations from that point remains somewhat unknown, and a significant amount of change lies in Cuba's intentions.
We have the whole succession issue. We have apparently an ongoing tug-of-war between the two brothers Castro, which showed up in Raul, first of all, saying, yes, we're willing to talk about anything, and Fidel saying he didn't really mean that.
Paolo Spadoni is a postdoctoral research fellow at Tulane University who has spent a significant amount of time researching Cuba. Spadoni says that because Obama has made statements previous to winning the election about lifting the embargo but did not sign any agreements, he's in a better position to make changes to current relations.
He won 35% of Cuban-American vote in Miami-Dade. Miami-Dade is really where all Cuban-Americans live. Clinton made a similar result in 96. But Clinton had to sign the Helms-Burton law to get to that result. Obama gained the same amount of votes with a much more conciliatory stance on Cuba than any of his predecessors. During his campaign, he said several times he was going to lift the restriction on Cuban-American travel, remittances. He didn't need Florida. He didn't need the Cuban-American vote. And that clearly will give him some latitude for action on Cuba votes.
However, Spadoni says that Cuba's economy is in shambles right now. And while it may be lucrative for the U.S. to open trade for our interests, Cuba may have little to offer in return. Nickel and sugar, two of their biggest industries, are down due to the global financial crisis. There has been raised interest in Cuba's fuel opportunities, and talks between Cuba and Venezuela have begun on the industry of oil. Spadoni says Obama's decision to allow people to visit family in Cuba and the continued open discussion on the topic have been proactive in regards to progress.
For the first time, U.S. policy toward Cuba was a proactive policy, not a reactive policy. The United States has been reacting to anything that happened in Cuba. They opened to foreign investment. We passed the Helms-Burton law and tried to deny that. They start sending doctors, so we're going to give the visa to doctors to come to the United States. Every time there was a reaction to events in Cuba. So it is positive that Obama took a stance, a proactive stance, and said, now I'm going to do this no matter what.
Port of Tampa Director Richard Waino says that there are great financial opportunities with opening trade to Cuba and could bring money directly to Florida's economy. Currently, only 6% of goods being shipped to Cuba are coming from Florida ports. Meanwhile, Cuba is importing nearly 70% of its goods, which Waino says we are missing out on due to our lack of transshipment cargo centers, something he implemented while he was working in Panama.
The very next day, I was called by two Russian Jewish immigrants to Panama who asked me out to dinner. That night, they told me they owned a small roll-on, roll-off facility on the Atlantic side of Panama in Coca-Solo near the Colon Free Zone. They asked me if I thought they could turn that facility into a transshipment terminal. Within a few days, I brought in a couple of friends who were experts on the engineering aspects of container terminal development. And after they spent one day over there looking at this facility, the response was, it is a blanking gold mine. In partnership with the U.S. terminal operator, SSA, Manzanillo International Terminal was built. and up and running and quickly established itself as the largest transshipment terminal in Latin America.
Bueno says these same principles can be applied to the Port of Tampa if the trade embargo with Cuba ends. In his hypothetical situation, it would have ended by 2015.
Tampa, in this vision, is now a major regional container port serving the needs of 8 million people in West Central Florida, and virtually all of these containers are arriving into our port on 3,000 to 4,000 TEU vessels sailing to and from Cuba. Tampa is efficiently handling the huge increase in container volume because we have moved forward in a timely way to expand our container terminal to 160 acres. Capacity by 2015 at our container terminal on Hooker's Point will be almost 1 million containers annually, more than enough to serve the regional market until at least 2020 or beyond, without the need for major deepening of the channel or the construction of new container facilities in the region.
But as UF Latin American Business Director Terry McCoy points out, the embargo is still very much in place.
So there have been important steps toward a new relationship, but the embargo is still in place. And the president has basically said he's not going to change it yet without other things happening, obviously things in Cuba. So I guess I walk away with this saying, yeah, there's a possibility of change, but don't count on it next week.